Hello, Naked Peeps, and welcome to another episode of the Naked Nerd Podcast. This is JC, the Naked Nerd, speaking. How are you doing, everyone? So as the fall is coming, and by fall I mean autumn here in the South Hemisphere, particularly here in Australia, temperatures are getting cooler, but not quick enough. But it means that, at least for the moment, naked outings are beginning to die down, but that doesn't mean being a naturist stops because summer has gone. But I hope that you're all doing well. I'd like to give a big shout out to everyone who's been following the podcast, following the Instagram page, and also people who have been able to have a bit of a read at the new blog. So recently I posted up a post about my own body issues. If you haven't read it already, please go take a look, because it will give you a bit of insight into some of my own body issues, some of them stemming from my own cultural background, but others stemming from my own childhood. But, spoiler alert, I got to do this podcast, so yes, that is a thing. But I hope that you're all doing well. I hope that wherever you are, whether you're listening to me from Brazil, Portugal, Sweden, the US, the UK, anywhere around the world, I hope that you're all doing well. I know that in the Northern Hemisphere, it is starting to get a little bit warmer, and power to you all, and I hope that you get to embrace yourselves in the warmth with your bodies. But bodies is something that we talk about a lot, because this is the Naked Nerd Podcast. And as much as I talk about the nerdy side, I also like to talk about the nudie side, the naked side, the naturist side, because it's something that I think everyone should embrace. Yet, there's still this obsession, particularly outside the naturist community, about genitalia, and that's actually something that we're going to be talking about. So, this episode is going to be dedicated to discussion about the health and obsession of genitals. So, whether you are identifying as a male or a female or non-binary or gender fluid, everyone has a genital, whether it be a vagina or a penis or anything that requires you to relieve yourself. But there seems to be this obsession, particularly from the non-naturist community, especially when it comes to things like erections and the actual physicality of what a particular type of genital should look like. And this obsession is something that I feel that has been going on more in the last couple of hundred years. And it's something that I would like to talk about, because it's something that I think a lot of people avoid talking about because it is taboo, but also because it seems to be more obsessed now because of the recent anti-trans movement that's been happening in different parts around the world. Here on this podcast, it is a very safe space for people who are trans. So if you identify as a woman who is currently going into their transition, whether it be a full transition or part transition, you are in a safe space. Or if you identify as a man and are going through the same type of transition, that is full or part, or just going through your own stages of transition to become the person that you feel that you should be, then this podcast is a safe space for you all. I thought I'd start off with that because, one, I don't want any misconceptions being played about this particular episode and about what this podcast is about, because I believe that everyone should feel welcome, whether you are part of the trans experience, that is, if you are a trans person, trans female, trans male, or whether you identify as non-binary, it should matter. But lately, this has been a topic of conversation because one of the things that is talked about is the safety of people, particularly in the US, I might add, where people are afraid to go into bathrooms, particularly trans people are afraid to go into bathrooms because they're afraid that they're going to be attacked by conservatives who don't necessarily understand the concept of being trans, in that there's this misconception that trans people are inherently perverted, which I don't completely understand and I don't necessarily agree, because at the end of the day, we all need to pee. We all need to poop. So we need the bathroom. There may be, I don't know, one or two or three people who may have, and I say may have, because there's always going to be the one or two or three people that runs for everyone, but it doesn't necessarily mean that it should reflect an entire group of people. I mean, I'm a bisexual, biracial person who has all these different labels, but I shouldn't be judged just because something that has happened because of one person from a particular label has done. That's not what it should be about. But getting back on track, because I am going on a tangent, this tends to be something that a lot of people, particularly those who are extremely conservative, tend to really think, because somehow trans people are ruining people's lives and, you know, are trying to enforce their choices upon us. And that's absolutely not true. Absolutely not true. For starters, if you're going through issues where you're questioning your own gender, I don't think that's necessarily a choice. I mean, there is a choice to deal with it, and that is a choice to deal with it. But a choice to actually have those particular feelings? Absolutely not. That is not a choice. But back to what I was talking about. So it seems to be very, very much an obsession these days. And it's actually something that I've noticed, particularly in the last 20 years of my own life, where people talk about the look of certain genitalia, particularly penis size. Penis size tends to be something that a lot of guys tend to reflect on. The bigger the penis, the more, I would say, worth is involved. I don't necessarily feel that anymore, but in my own childhood, and I explained this in my recent post, and I still feel this way till this day, that I do have a small penis. But I do feel that, particularly now, there's still this idea that if you have a big penis, you have this idea of self-worth being grand. But if you don't have that, you see yourself as emasculated. And that shouldn't be the case, because a penis is a penis. It doesn't matter what size it is, as long as it works. But it tends to be this obsession, particularly with people within current generations, because there is that sense of value, but it's also tied to masculinity as well. And that's not necessarily healthy, because whether you are seen to have a longer penis or girthier penis, or if you
indeed have a small penis, it shouldn't really matter. Even though there tends to be the stereotype that if you're doing certain things, you have a small penis. But that shouldn't necessarily be a bad thing to have a small penis, because at the end of the day, everyone who does have a penis, and I do include those who are trans, who particularly trans women who may not necessarily have the full transition and still do have a penis, it's used as a functionality for relieving, and also the secondary function is for procreation. But jokes aside about penis size and all that, it shouldn't necessarily be a flaw or a test of masculinity. Back in the days of when the Statue of David was being made, when the Statue of David was made, he was given what people would definitely feel to be a small penis, but that was actually seen as a more typical and normal penis, because that was a symbol of very much humanity. Anything longer was considered to be animalistic and to be a little bit more dangerous. Now, these days, the penis comes in all shapes and sizes. And I know this is probably the most amount of times that I've said the word penis, but I think in hindsight, it is something that, particularly as a more moving society, we need to talk about this. We do need to talk about this, because we need to stop this idea that a penis, because of its size, has more worth. And it's not necessarily the case. Sometimes people with bigger penises tend to be a little bit more overbearing and may not have a necessarily grounded view of the world. Just because they may have a huge penis doesn't necessarily mean that their self-worth is at its peak. It just means they have a big penis. And women, don't think I've forgotten about you, even though I've been talking about the penis for the last few minutes. Don't think I'm not going to talk about the vagina as well, because it's something that I've seen and heard stories about that have actually moved me and actually have been wanting to discuss. That I may not necessarily be the one to fully discuss vaginas in terms of being fully knowledgeable, but I would like to hear from you. But let me get back to finishing my discussion about penises, because it's something that I feel is undervalued in discussion, particularly when it comes to health. The size of the penis tends to also tie into mental health, because self-worth tends to really damage a man's ego, but also tends to really question how he is placed in the world. And I feel that self-worth shouldn't be attached. But in the naturist community, one of the biggest things that we get asked about our penises is if we do get an erection, what do we do? And we always have to respond with the same answer. If we do get an erection, we basically cover it up with a towel. But penises in general, they will get erections, and it is very much something that does happen, but we don't necessarily flaunt them. But in attachment to that is the actual health of keeping your penis healthy. So, making sure that you go to your doctor regularly, particularly for those who have uncircumcised penises, making sure that you clean it properly every single day. Because of the concept of smegma, for those of you who don't know what that is, so smegma is basically the equivalent of dandruff, but it is something that needs to be checked very much regularly to make sure that it doesn't cause a bit of a stink, because it can smell. It can smell. So, and this is something that I want everyone to actually hear about, because smegma does also occur in the vagina area as well. For men, it will usually occur on the head of the penis, particularly for those who are uncircumcised. So, for those of you who do have uncircumcised penises, what you really need to do is to make sure that you clean the head of the penis. Make sure it's done with warm soapy water, because it tends to form around the head and underneath the head as well. But smegma in itself is it's like dandruff, because it is made up of skin cells, but it's also made from moisture from the penis itself. And it needs to be cleaned quite regularly, because it can be very pungent if not. And it can also be not necessarily dangerous, but it can be can lead to a lot of potential irritations. But do you think the penis, in terms of it being a recession, particularly for men, is something that should be dealt with and should be discussed more proactively? If you think so, or if you have your own chime on this, please, 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 please send me a DM, email me, and we'll have this discussion going. But let's move on to discussion about the vagina. So, the vagina in itself also comprises of many different parts, including the labia, the clitoris, the majora, the urethra, and it's something that, from what I've heard, is also very much talked about in terms of the look. So from what I understand, and from what I've heard, and from what I read, the actual discussion of the look tends to be around two things. The hairiness around the vagina area, and as well as the lips of the vagina itself.
Now, in terms of hairiness, it's definitely something that a lot of women are obsessed about. I mean, we have various beauty treatments around the hairiness of the vagina area. The landing strip, the bikini wax, whatever type of trimming is done, to make sure that everything is kept at least tidy. But this is also something that men do as well, to make sure that our crotch area is at least kept tidy. But it is something that seems to be, I think, obsessed with, because there's this idea that, and I think a lot of it is portrayed from men, that vagina should be kept clean and tight in terms of hairiness. I don't necessarily subscribe to those particular views, but if you personally feel that that's what you should be doing, then that's fine. I'm just saying that a lot of it tends to be obsessively talked about when it really shouldn't be. Because I think women in general should be able to feel like they should feel naturally beautiful. But that being said, there seems to be a lot of talk about what a vagina should look like in terms of, well, the hairiness, but also the lips themselves. Now, from what I understand, there have been people, well, when I say people,
women or, and I'll also include trans women, who have vaginas that have, that may have overflowing lips around the vagina itself. And for many of these women, they see this as somewhat of a flaw, and it's not, that it's not particularly, aesthetically pleasing. But I will say that it is interesting, to what lengths, some women actually go through to actually correct this. Some women actually have surgery to actually correct this, because the look of what they want is something more, stereotypical. But having these particular types of surgeries can be quite painful and can lead to some complications. There's also complications with penile surgery as well. Some men like to, because they feel that the penis is small, will have a penile extension surgery, but it doesn't necessarily mean it will be functional, because there can be complications. There could be an infection, there could be tissue damage. There's also been cases where the genitals themselves may not necessarily be functional at all, and further surgeries are needed to correct that particular mistake. But particularly for women, and I feel that women have it tougher these days, because the look of women tends to be very much decided by men and by misogyny. A lot of it because there is this idea that a perfect woman should be like this, and a woman should have certain particular features. But again, I don't particularly just subscribe to those particular views. It might be because I am more open-minded, or maybe because I am bisexual, but I don't necessarily subscribe to those ideas, because I feel that women should be able to feel that they are beautiful without having to change themselves. But I would also say that about men, but I feel that women have a more tougher time being taught to feel that there's something wrong with their bodies. And I feel that it also will always come to one thing: the genitals. Now, because there's this obsession with genitals, it tends to lead to unhealthy understandings of how people should look downstairs versus how everyone should feel. And I feel, personally, that genitals should be something that we should all be talking about, whether you're part of the nature's community or not. But not in a way that is aggressively sexualized. Because at the end of the day, we're all human, whether you are whether you are a cis male or trans man or a cis woman or a trans woman or non-binary or gender fluid, we all have to go to the toilet.
and we all have to relieve ourselves, and we all have these genitals that we need to use. And I feel that by at least discussing the health and obsession around them, that we need to at least get a start on being comfortable. Now, particularly in the natures community, it's something that we don't necessarily have this obsession over. I mean, we do basically have our bits out because we're not wearing anything, but it's not something that we particularly focus on. It's not like every time and myself as a naturist goes to a naturist place, it's not like my first thing is, oh, look at that guy's penis, or look at that woman's vagina, that's out, mwahaha. And that shouldn't be the trait. Sorry about that, everyone. But what I'm trying to say is that shouldn't be the main idea or thought that comes around with genitals. Yes, there is this sexual attraction towards men and women, or men and men, or women and women, but it shouldn't necessarily start or end with genitals. It should be about the person. And I know what we're saying, are you going on another tangent? And the answer is yes, but the obsession of genitals tends to really push away what's deep inside a person. It's not like I wouldn't be friends with a male friend if their penis was small. That's not necessarily something that I would attach friendship towards. I would be more attached to a friend if, say, they liked video games, or they like reading books, or they have really good things to talk about, rather than having the obsession of, you know, oh, I wonder if he has a big penis, or, oh, I wonder if her vagina is, like, really trimmed. I know that sounds weird, but what I am trying to say is that that shouldn't be something that is a point of judgment, nor should it be a main focal point for people. But there tends to be that obsession, and it is, in my opinion, quite dangerous. But do you feel happy with your own genitals, naked peeps? Do you feel adequate? Do you feel that your own self-worth isn't attached to your genitalia? I'd like to know, because it's definitely something that I think more people should talk about. But that's just my opinion. And you don't need or necessarily have to have my opinion, but I'd like to hear from you. So you can do that via Instagram. You can do it through my Facebook page. You can also follow along the podcast through the new blog that I have been talking about. Let me know what your thoughts are, because I definitely, definitely want more discussion. And as I will continue to say, all bodies, whether you are identify as a woman, you identify as a man, whether you identify as neither, or you identify as gender fluid, all bodies are welcome here. And this is particularly true for all my trans friends out there, particularly for those of you who felt like their body wasn't necessarily matching to what you thought or how you feel. I want you to feel safe here, and I want everyone to feel safe in this space. In the light of things, I want everyone just to take the time just to feel at ease with yourselves. Sorry about that. Feel at ease with yourselves. Take a moment to be naked. Take a moment to just do some relaxation in the nude, whether it is actually going to sleep, whether it is doing some housework, or maybe reading a book. But take that moment to be at ease with being naked. And remember, you are beautiful. I was about to quote Christina Aguilera, but I'm actually going to be quoting myself. You are beautiful, and it is okay for your body to look like this. So, when I mean this, no matter what shape your body is, no matter what you identify in terms of gender, no matter the size or shape of your genitalia, you are perfectly beautiful. You are perfectly beautiful. And it's not my job to actually tell you to change your body, but it is my job to tell you all that you should be happy with your body. And even if you see some imperfections, those are your imperfections. And in the nature's community, we don't see those imperfections. We see you for you. I mean, if you're, if you've got a scar, or if you've got multiple scars, we don't necessarily care about that. All we care about is if you're a good person. And I feel that this is the main takeaway message you should get from this episode. Because it doesn't matter whether you have a penis or a vagina, or if you don't necessarily identify with your own genitalia. We love you, we will embrace you, and you will always be welcomed on this podcast. But on that note, I'd like to give a big shout out to everyone. I'd like to give a big shout out to everyone of all different naturists and nudist communities, resorts, clubs, associations. And I'd also like to give a big shout out to all my friends here in Australia. Sorry I haven't been attending the last couple of pub nights. So for those of you who are part of the ANF, the Australian Naturist Federation, there are pub nights via Zoom coming up, so please make sure to log on to the ANF website to find out more details. But if you want to get in touch with me, please make sure to have a look at the socials. But until next time you hear from me, live nude and be yourself. And you have been listening to the Naked Nerd Podcast. Bye, everyone.